Straws are suddenly having their moment, but not in a good way. Single-use plastic straws are very much the ecological villains right now, and Starbucks is the latest big company to announce it's doing away with them. The world's largest beverage chain says it will be phasing plastic straws out worldwide by 2020. Now, some see this as a big victory for the environment, but is it really? From our Livable Planet desk, here's the world's Jason Margolis.
Just how big of a waste problem are plastic straws?
In 2017, we collected over 600,000 straws off the beach.
That's just in one day, collected on beaches around the world by volunteers during the Ocean Conservancy's annual cleanup. Emily Woglum with the Conservancy says straws aren't really recyclable.
They're small. It's easy for them to leak out of the waste management system, and so they often escape into the ocean. And once they're in the ocean, you know, they last forever. They float. It's easy for that to interact with wildlife like turtles.
Do a web search on sea turtle and straw video, and you'll never look at a plastic straw the same way again. Marine biologists painfully extract a long straw from a bleeding turtle's nostril. Woglum says when she found out about Starbucks' commitment this week, which the company estimates will eliminate 1 billion straws a year, she was, quote, thrilled, but with a caveat.
As long as this is a first step, I think it's a step that's worth celebrating. But it absolutely needs to be the beginning of a journey, not the end.
Starbucks is but one company phasing out but one product. The overall problem of plastic in the ocean remains massive. An estimated 8 million tons of it gets into the sea each year.
That is the equivalent of one city garbage truck per minute, every minute of every day. So that's a lot of plastic going into the ocean.
And straws are about 4% of that. But Woglum says getting rid of straws is something we can feel empowered to do something about right now.
Most of us suck. Most of us suck every day.
Suck, suck, suck.
The anti-straw movement has caught on in Hollywood with the celebrity-driven Stop Sucking campaign.
500 million plastic straws are used in this country
every single day.
And many campaigns like this are working. A handful of cities, including Seattle and a bunch in California, recently banned plastic straws. Soon, you won't be able to get one in Taiwan on an Alaska Airlines flight or at a McDonald's in the UK or Ireland. Environmentalists say it'll take governments, consumers, and companies all working on the issue. And one sure way to push companies in that direction is to show that there are viable alternatives. At Alden and Harlow in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they serve modern American food prepared tapas style and drinks with a stainless steel straw. Daniel Pontius is the restaurant's beverage director.
You know, once you start crunching the numbers for something that you use every day in a high-volume restaurant, it gets to be pretty alarming. So we look upwards of 100,000 plastic straws a year we would go through.
He says customers prefer the new metal straws. I did. They stay cold and don't have a plasticky taste. Still, switching to stainless steel brings some hassles.
Yeah, we had to get pipe cleaners because you want to make sure that no debris gets caught in there.
Every straw gets cleaned by hand twice. That's about 30 seconds per straw times several hundred customers. It adds up. Still, in a matter of weeks, that elbow grease can save a restaurant some money.
Metal straws are about 40 cents a piece.
And how much does a plastic straw cost?
3 cents a piece, something like that.
But the motivation to change wasn't financial. Jen Fields is the restaurant's director of operations. It was her idea to ditch the plastic straws.
I think that in the restaurant industry, you don't get a lot of opportunities to have a ton of real impact on the community and the world. I think so. The idea of making a change that would potentially maybe influence other restaurants in the community.
It felt good. And one small step can lead to others.
There's this question about what happens when you do one behavior that's good for the environment. When you do that, what happens to your likelihood of doing future pro-environmental behaviors?
Heather Barnes-Truelove teaches environmental psychology at the University of North Florida.
So humans really don't like to be inconsistent in their beliefs and behaviors. So if you do one pro-environmental behavior, you start to see yourself as an environmentalist, someone who cares about the environment and acts accordingly.
But things could go the other way. When we're feeling good about our behavior, we can become complacent.
So then when we have a chance to do another behavior, we sort of say, I already did my part. I just carpooled yesterday. I don't really think I need to, refuse this meat meal today. I can go ahead and indulge and have a hamburger. And so this idea relates more to the psychology of moral bookkeeping.
So getting back to Starbucks' decision to stop using plastic straws, a great first step or meh? Critics are pouncing on Starbucks' announcement, asking, really? Swapping plastic straws for adult sippy cup lids is the best you can do? Starbucks says the new lids will be easier to recycle, and the company is working on other initiatives to reduce its environmental footprint. And at the end of the day, while many vilify companies like Starbucks, it's you and me who are buying their products. Truelove says Starbucks' decision to ditch plastic straws is just a step toward changing consumer behavior.
So it's not just that you're going to have someone go in, they're going to go to Starbucks. Starbucks says, hey, you know, we don't give straws out anymore. And that person has an epiphany and turns around and buys a hybrid on their way home, right? Like, that's too big of a leap, right? So this could be a baby step that sort of helps continue on this path towards bigger and bigger pro-environmental behaviors.
And getting rid of a billion straws a year at Starbucks or even 100,000 at one restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, it's not nothing. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.